Ewatoa, or the Tewa people, were planted in this place as the caretakers of the gifts of air, water, land, and each other. Our original territory reached from the present New Mexico-Colorado border to the north, the Four Corners area and the Jemez Mountains to the west, north of Albuquerque to the south, the Galisteo Basin, the Sangre de Cristo mountain range to the east. This is the Tewa world. It's our church. With the rise of the atomic age, indigenous teachings and understandings were grossly disregarded. The U.S. government entered Tewa world without the respect of asking permission and drew upon this very location and the earth elements to create the greatest threat the earth and her inhabitants have known. I wish to express the fact that Native peoples, Tewa peoples, have an extremely painful history since the Europeans came into our world, our church. They brought murder, rape, another belief system, ownership of land and people, diseases, and the concept of war. The nuclear legacy brought the concept of money to a people who were sustainable because they could feed ourselves. We could do that. It also brought division by disturbing our sacred sites and working for others for a livelihood. Again, with resilience and belief, we thrive while still being who we are. All who now reside here and call it home need clean air, water, and land for survival. Many are sick with cancers of all kinds and diseases that we need to even find new names for them. We cannot afford this kind of man-made contamination as we have little water here in New Mexico. Our prayer is for our government to rethink its mission with the nuclear industry, especially Los Alamos National Laboratory. Money could be used for environmental cleanup for many years to come instead of production of more pits. Our government could be the leader of the world to admit that mistakes have been made by its mission of the atomic bomb in a sacred place and exploding it on its own people, and show the world the process of being responsible and righting the wrongs. An opportunity to stop using the First Peoples as a sacrifice. We are of this place, tribal members, New Mexicans, and United States citizens, and want to continue to survive here. It is known in Washington, D.C. that the Southwest, including New Mexico, is a nuclear sacrifice zone. This is not a safe place to have a nuclear weapons production facility. When an accident happens, where will we go? Our government is putting us in a position of continued genocide. Peace is not obtained through creating life-threatening deterrence. The truth is that the forces which have been released during the atomic age place all of us under continual threat. LANL is not deterring war, but life itself.